contemporary American hunger. We were the newest broke Mexicans to settle in Indio, Mom having quit her job at school to rest her neck, tense from hovering like a desk lamp over the special ed kids. Albert and I, barely hip high to our mother, unaware of our budget, salivated as we thought about the dry buns, the grade B patties of Argentine beef at McDonald's, for what our TV eyes believe was the best lunch in town. At McD's, we paid for 2 cheeseburgers. Mom pulled out her blue purse, laid out $1.38, 2 dull quarters, 6 dimes, 5 nickels, and 3 parking lot pennies. The cashier's forefinger counted the change as Mom held up the line while the regulars tapped their feet behind her. She stood red-faced, for these burgers slid towards her on a bright plastic tray. Bun by bun, Mom bulldozed with a plastic knife the spread of ketchup, mustard, and chopped onion before slicing the burgers to give each of her sons a half. Satisfied, we ventured through the rainbow of tubes and balls with the other kids, their stomachs full of Big Macs or Happy Meals. But we were happy, too. Better than staying at home on a Saturday eating potato tacos after yard chores. Did Mom sit there and watch us play? I only remember her fingers neatly wrapping the remaining half in the greasy red and yellow paper, then tucking the lump away in her purse, sustenance for later.